Here in the gospel, Jesus is again likening the kingdom of heaven to something he's teaching them. So again, the kingdom of heaven is ultimately the church. And you think about this parable about what happens in the church. Certainly, the story of the landowner hiring his workers at various times during the day. And at the end of the day, they all get the same pay. It does seem kind of like, what's going on with this? This doesn't seem very fair. But one of the elements, you know, as people, Christians, you know, God is very generous. He's very merciful. And as far as those who get into heaven, God wants everybody to be in heaven. And God shows his mercy so that if one person, just before they're about ready to die, and they confess and they ask for mercy, God gives them mercy. And they can make it to heaven. And there's others, you know, who live, you know, being a Christian, a Catholic, live their entire lives, and, you know, they're really good. It's like, yeah, they go to heaven too. So from that element, it's like, some, you know, you might not think, well, this isn't very fair. But God is so merciful. He's so good. He's gracious. He wants everybody to get to heaven. And so, again, if there's these degrees. So it's like, you know, the workers, they got the same pay. They worked, you know, some worked the whole day and others worked, you know, part day, one hour. So I think that's an important element for us to be mindful about. Why wouldn't we want everybody, as many people, to be saved as possible? You know, so that's in part what we as Christians were called to do, is like, we're called to bring the good news to others, to share with them the gospel, the good news, and share with them, hey, salvation is offered to you by our God. Change, turn your ways, turn to the Lord. That's one of the things, you know, when people die and you're not sure what happened, it's like, pray for that person. Pray that you know, if they were not a very good person, pray that they, at the last moment, they change, they turn to the Lord and ask for mercy. That's something we can pray for people in, certainly. That's one of the reasons, you know, we have a funeral mass. We pray for the individual that we're burying. Yeah, it's a powerful, powerful way that we can assist our brethren in God's mercy, to pray for them. So one of the things, you know, about the workers, they were justified in a certain sense, saying, hey, we did more than the others. They pulled the, you know, they worked in the heat and they did a lot of work in the vineyard. It's like, well, that's good for them. Do we not think, this is one of the things, do we not think the landowner was appreciative of those who actually did the full day's work? Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't the landowner, if everybody just worked for an hour and nothing was hardly getting done, what with the landowner, that would be kind of problematic. So do we not think that the landowner appreciated those who worked the entire day? I think this is, you know, one of the things about God. It's like, do we not think that, you know, living a good life as a Catholic, doing those things we're called to do and doing them consistently each and every day and in a long life, do we not think that God appreciates that he likes that he wants that? I mean, yeah, he does. Yeah. So it's like to not get discouraged or like, well, what's the point? No, God does want that from us, to work and to work in his vineyard, and work, struggle, you know, work in this, work by the sweat of our brows and work hard and these kind of things. This is important. So, yeah, what God gives to us, that's his business. But we on our part as his servants are called to work to the best of our ability in this vineyard. It's interesting, you know, when the workers were complaining, again, they were somewhat justified in what they were saying, hey, this is really unfair. But what was the landowner's response as far as why he was struck? The landowner was displeased with what they were saying and doing, because he points out the fact that they're envious. You're envious because I am generous. They were envious. So this is one of the things, you know. Envy is saddened in the good fortune of another. Or we're not, you know, in our actions. We're sort of disordered in our actions toward another person in regards to what they have. We have an inordinate desire for something that they have. And you think about it, yeah, it's like, why were the workers envious of those other workers who got the same pay as they did? Hey, the workers that worked all day, they got what they agreed to. They were envious. So I think this is an important element. You know, God blesses, and God can bless people with various blessings, you know. That's His prerogative. That's His right. He's God. So there's blessings that God gives to individuals in our church. You know, there's talents and gifts that people have. We don't have them, but we have our various own gifts and talents and blessings. To not be envious. We're all working. We should all be working together in the vineyard of the Lord. Not be envious or jealous of what other people have in our church. This can happen, right? No, we all are working together. We should be working together. We should be grateful what God has blessed everybody with. You know, it's like, thank you for the blessings that you've bestowed on that individual. Help all of us to work together to build up the kingdom. Obviously, it's God who's building it, but He's using us as instruments. So that's the thing, you know, it's like, be thankful to the Lord. Be gracious. And another thing that came out here in this, and that is that the ones who showed up at 5 o'clock and worked for only 1 hour, those who worked all day said to the landowner that he was making them equal to them. Like there was some equality. Well, just because you're getting paid the same, that doesn't mean you're equal. You know, it's like, hey, you're not equal. Obviously, the workers working all day, there was a difference there. They may have been paid the same, but there was a difference. They weren't equal. But the workers thought they were. No, they weren't. Now, we don't know, you know, this is the thing about the workers. The workers that were hired at 5 basically responded back and said, hey, no one hired us. The workers that showed up in the morning and worked is like, hey, why weren't they grateful the fact they were able to work all day, that the landowner hired them, that he brought them in and they could work all day? You know, so this is one of the things, you know, sometimes we try to compare ourselves to one another in the church, put ourselves on equal level. As far as human dignity, we're all at the same level, but we're various degrees as far as what we encounter. What, you know, each of our lives is unique and different. Yeah. Sometimes we try to compare. It's just like, no, the life of the other is different. They have different struggles. They have different things they encounter. Difficulties they're going through with. You know, so it's like comparing ourselves to others can be dangerous. You know. So what we want to do is focus on what the Lord has given us to do. Lord, what do you want me to do? What have you called me to do? What am I supposed to do? Help me to do it. Help me to do that to which you call me. Give me the strength and the encouragement and the help to do it. And certainly encourage, you know, others. You know, one of the things about that the workers should really have appreciated is that if the landowner was generous with these other individuals, do they not think he's going to be generous with them in general? I mean, that's the thing. You know, our God is so generous. He is so generous with us. And to never forget that. And, you know, again, it's dangerous to try to compare ourselves and be envious of others. So one of the things certainly we can do is we certainly can pray for each other, support each other, encourage each other. You know, when we have that thought of envious thought, it's like instead of thinking negatively, think positively in the sense that thank the Lord for what He's blessed that individual with. Thank the Lord for what we've been blessed with. Make it a moment of grace and really, really try to as a church, we're called really to work together in the Lord's vineyard. So we ask the Lord certainly to help us in that. Help us to be good workers in your vineyard, Lord. Help us to work together for the good of others so that they may come to the Lord.